Hello, my fans, friends. Welcome to the Rich Herring podcast feed, powered by Acast Plus. Thanks to everyone who's come to see the Can I Have My Ball Back tour so far. It's been going really well. I've got a 4-star review in The Standard, 4-star review in The Telegraph, who once called me the worst comedy experience of the year, so that's a turnaround. People have been coming, people have really been enjoying it, and it's getting better and better. The only gigs this week are both in Pocklington, the town I was born in, near York. There's a couple of tickets left for the evening show and a few more tickets left for the matinee, I think about 4:30. But love to see you there, Yorkshire. Pop along. Check richardherring.com/ballback/tour or richardherring.com/gigs to see if I'm coming near to you. There are tickets left for nearly every show in the tour. I think Norwich has sold out. And a couple of gigs in London could do with your support as well. Anyway, please listen to the podcast. Do spread the news about the podcast to your friends. Listen as much as you can. Numbers are slightly down, which may affect the future of this podcast. So just leave it playing, even if you're not in the room. Love you. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy whatever it is you're going to listen to.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, welcome to another Richard Herring's Leicester Square Theatre podcast. As the cool kids here are calling it, they call it Rehearlustupper. So we're actually on the set of As It Occurs to Me. Look at my high-backed armchair if you're watching the video, or just imagine it if you're on the audio. Thanks to Donald Trump for making this seem almost quaint and delightful now. This week's guest is Jess Tom, Tourette's hero. It's fantastic stuff. You're going to really enjoy it. If you enjoy these, why not come and see me live? I'm touring a show called The Best. It's 90 minutes of what I consider to be my best of material. That'll be a short show. Well, no, because it's the best. It's just doesn't have to be good. It just means it's the least worst stuff I'm doing. So it'll be 90 minutes long. It's all over the UK. I'm here at the Leicester Square Theatre on the 16th, 17th and 18th of February. Why don't you people come and buy a ticket and see that? I think that'll probably sell more tickets than the podcast introduction will do. And I'm all around the country. Go and check richardherring.com/gigs and see if I'm coming near to you. But let's sit back and enjoy Richard Herring's Leicester Square Theatre podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Leicester Square Theatre. Please welcome a man who can't believe he didn't even try his Scottish accent once in the last podcast. It's Richard Herring. Thank you very much. Welcome to Richard Herring's Leicester Square Theatre podcast. I was playing a mousetrap with some kids. When I say playing mousetrap, we just set up the mouse. We didn't play the game, we just set up the actual mousetrap. They called it Rehearlustupper, so I don't know if that's going to catch on. We're going to meet some of our audience here today. It's quite a new... David's through, unusually in the second row. What happened, David?
Yeah, it wasn't quick enough getting
you. There's these empty seats here. Someone just bought those just to keep you away from... They've had enough of David through appearing in these videos. They said, well, we want to see you about these two guys. Hello, what's your name, sir?
Pete.
Pete, how are you doing? Have you ever met a shepherd?
No.
Have you ever met a shepherd? Not now. Amazing, isn't it? It's Susan Kalman. No, I didn't think they... Have you ever tried sushi?
No.
You should try it. It's really nice. Have you ever tried... What's your name, madam? Are you married to Chris?
Pete.
No, are you married to Chris? No, are you married to Pete? Yeah. Have you ever tried sushi?
No.
What? Take it out some... I'll give you £20. Actually, that won't get you much sushi. Let's go and try. Have you come to London from afar today? No, okay, you live in London. You never been to Yo Sushi? No. Is there anyone else who's never tried sushi in the audience? Just put your hands up if you've never tried sushi. Well, some people, I mean, I would, you know, expect it of you two. But these, they look quite sophisticated. I mean, no offence, but... You like cooked food? Wow, now that's racist against the Japanese. I'd like to apologise to any Japanese people. Ah, look at that, that's nice. So, lovely to meet the audience as always. And new people there as well. So, you relatively new? You've been before? Yeah, that's all right, it's fine. Just relax, it's fine, I'm not going to pick on you. So we're going to crack straight on. We've got a fantastic guest today. She's probably best known for her appearance on Russell Howard's Good News. There wasn't very much stuff to choose from. Will you please welcome... Will you please welcome Tourette's hero, Jess Tom, ladies and gentlemen. Here she comes. You're ready to go. Hey, here we go. Hooray.
Ketchup.
Is that close enough to your mouth? How about that? Oh,
it's close to my head.
It is.
Don't headbutt the mic.
Don't headbutt
the mic. Headbutt the mic.
Make sure it was definitely working. Hello, Jess.
Stick your fingers up at the microphone.
Yeah. I should probably say that you have Tourette's.
Listen, you don't want to just pretend that...
No, okay.
Let's do the whole bit without mentioning that I have Tourette's. Yeah. It'll be fine. No one will notice.
We'll start
Biscuit.
Again.
Biscuit.
And you do a character Biscuit. Called Tourette's Hero.
Biscuit, Tourette's. You've just given away my superhero identity.
Damn.
Biscuit. And outed me as a neurodiverse person. Biscuit. They were both like very closely guarded secrets.
No, all right. We'll cut,
salad!
We'll cut that bit out.
Along with my PIN number, my sister's pregnancy, and the sexuality of a dormouse. My sister's pregnant.
Yeah.
She's going to have an octopus.
Is she?
I don't know.
You're telling me backstage you told 300 people in Australia that you weren't meant to mention it, and it slipped out.
Yes, but it's all right. My mum didn't know yet. Oh, look, she's really cringing. She's just really glad I'm not talking about her sex life. She takes out the bum every 4 days.
What I like about this is I'm not sure which bits I'm interested in, which aren't. And that's, I mean, it's, to be honest, it's pretty much how I conduct
Biscuit.
This podcast. So it's... We should get on very well.
Biscuit.
So we're allowed to laugh at you saying your mum takes that with the bum every 4 days.
Biscuit.
Right?
Yeah.
And anything that we
yes,
want.
Yeah, Biscuit, you Biscuit totally got permission to laugh. It'll be a bit odd if you don't. Fuck it. Salad. Pieces of eight.
Good.
Beetroot or peas, choose.
I would I was really I've just got Jess on to get some more emergency questions, and that is a good one. I don't like beetroot, so it's a very easy choice for peas. And I like peas.
Toiletries or light bulbs? Peter Mandelson or Nicholas Lyndhurst?
Wow, well, Nicholas Lyndhurst.
Salad.
I mean, toiletries or light bulbs is a difficult one because, you know, you can't use toiletries without light bulbs, really, in the morning anyway.
Fat biscuit. Well, you could, but it would just get a bit messy.
Yeah,
yes! Yes!
What I found interesting about... Well, let's talk about Tourette's.
Biscuit, yeah?
I found it interesting that it sort of developed through your life rather than, you know, so that, yeah, as a child, it wasn't as noticeable.
Yeah, right? Biscuit. I've had tics since I was about six. Biscuit. Tourette's is a neurological condition is believed to be inherited. Biscuit. But my tics were much less noticeable, Biscuit, when I was younger. Right. Fuck it! Biscuit. But they began to intensify in my early 20s and have a much bigger impact on my life. Biscuit. I got more biscuity.
Yeah.
Biscuit. I've got substantially more biscuity. Yeah. Biscuit. But tics go up and down in the course of someone's life and they change. Biscuit. Fuck it.
Yeah. Is there any logical reason why some words come up more than other words in this?
I was sexually assaulted by a packet of Maltesers. No.
No.
No, I've had Biscuit. No traumatic experiences with biscuits, hedgehogs, Jimmy Savile. Shh. Don't mention Savile. Right. There's an element of Tourette's that's saying the worst thing in any given situation. Yeah. Biscuit.
So that's an element of my life.
Don't list paedophiles. Biscuit, no, Biscuit. Anything Biscuit I've ever known, Biscuit has the potential to become a tick. But yeah. Why certain words stick around is a complete mystery. Biscuit, Hedgehog, Biscuit. Yeah. Biscuit, but before Biscuit, other long-standing regulars included Biscuit and Squirrel and Taser. I'm a baby, Biscuit. I work with children and young people, and Biscuit trying to be serious with a 15-year-old while saying I'm a baby was a was a challenge. Biscuit, Biscuit, Happy Christmas. Biscuit, great in December, totally yeah. In context, less so in July. Biscuit, Hedgehog, Biscuit. And Biscuit, one of my personal favourites was Pony Cunt. Pony Cunt! Biscuit is even more brilliant if you see it in BSL, so British Sign Language.
Yeah.
Pony cunt in BSL is something that every human being should experience at least 14 times in their lifetime. Pony cunt!
Well, when I had a BSL signing one of my gigs, I was deliberately saying the most... Well, my show is full of offensive stuff.
Sausage!
It's very interesting to...
It's a beautiful language.
It is a beautiful language. And there's a lot of misconceptions about Tourette's.
Biscuit, yep.
And so, like, it's the kind of
Biscuit.
The comedy way to go is it's just swearing and
yep.
It's
Biscuit. Biscuit, yep, Biscuit.
But this isn't really the case.
Fuck it.
That wasn't the best argument.
No, yeah. No. I've given more succinct answers. Biscuit. No. So the big one of the big myths is that it's just shouting obscenities. Biscuit. Biscuit. But actually, 90% of people with Tourette's don't swear. Biscuit. 10%. Do have rude tics. Biscuit, fuck them. I am one of them. Fuck a sheep. Biscuit, and I think the other big myth is that it's just saying what's on your mind. Yeah. Biscuit, but I can guarantee, I don't think about Theresa May as much as I shout about her. I don't shout about her at all. Fuck her. Theresa May in the bath with your mother's head.
Terrifying vision of the future that may come true.
Biscuit, Theresa May, a tumble dryer headset.
Well, I've got a few. I've just looked quickly through your Twitters, Pete, and you do like list the more unusual ones. Recent ones are static spandex cat urinating on a rock.
Yep.
I love this one. President Trump darker than an eclipse in an earthworm's mind.
Earthworm. Darker. Biscuit, tics can be quite suggestible. So that why they're not saying what's on my mind, Biscuit, they can sometimes be triggered by, Biscuit, the environment or what's happening around me. Biscuit, and there's a fucking lot to trigger stuff at the moment. Yeah. a fetus in a sheepdog's mind. It's darker than Donald Trump that on a Wednesday. I love cats.
Yeah, they're nice.
I fucking love
cats. We had Suzel Cameron on last week. We don't need to talk about that again. So
Biscuit, I love cats. The thing is, I don't actually love cats. No. I mean, I don't hate cats, Biscuit. I am indifferent to cats. People tell me about their cats quite a lot because obviously I say I love them quite a lot.
Yeah. My cat died the
Fuck
other week.
It.
Yeah.
Sorry. Geronimo, Mr. Winston, I'm now listing dead cats that my friend. Biscuit, my friend Bunny once arrived at Biscuit at my house. Biscuit, my support worker. Biscuit, and she was devastated, Biscuit, because her cat Geronimo had just died.
Yeah.
Biscuit, I spent the next 3 months saying his name. Geronimo!
And so what prompted...
Geronimo!
I'm not telling you the name of my cat.
That's the next 3 hours. Dead cats!
What prompted you to put this on to stay and make this into something that you would perform and do shows about?
Biscuit, I think Biscuit, because I spent a long time, Biscuit, trying to ignore my tics and diminish the impact that Tourette's had on my life and pretend that it wasn't happening, Biscuit, which wasn't brilliantly successful for me, Biscuit, and meant that I was increasingly restricting my life as a result, Biscuit. And then I had a conversation with a friend, Biscuit, and he described my Tourette's as a crazy language-generating machine, Biscuit, and told me that not doing something creative with it, Biscuit, would be wasteful.
Yeah.
Biscuit. And I was brought up to believe that being wasteful was, like, fucking awful. And I didn't want to be wasteful. And so that sentence, and that single sentence, allowed me to Biscuit, think about Tourette's in a different way, and it took root, and yeah, was the start of Tourette's era. Biscuit. Yeah. And Biscuit, I watched a video on YouTube, Biscuit, of that had 30 million hits of someone pretending to have Tourette's. Biscuit, and it was someone shouting in a supermarket, and I watched this video and I thought, God, everybody watching this video is being totally shortchanged. The reality of life with Tourette's is much funnier than this. Biscuit. And so I thought it was time to do something about it. Biscuit,
so,
fuck it!
So what do you do in your live show? You take things that you've said and
Biscuit.
Visualise them?
Sure, Biscuit. Biscuit, so for the last couple of years I've been touring a show called Backstage in Biscuitland. Biscuit! Biscuit, we got the name from an out-of-date horse. It's not where we got the name from. Biscuit, that's a show that's about my journey with Tourette's and my life, but it's also about theatre. Biscuit, and I really took to the stage because I was finding it increasingly difficult to access live performance. Biscuit, I love comedy, I love theatre, I love being in a room full of people watching stuff happening and laughing.
Yeah.
Biscuit, but that became increasingly hard as my tics became more noticeable. Biscuit. And I had some difficult experiences where I was discriminated against or asked to move because of the noises that I was making. And there was one incident where, during a show about segregation, I was moved. I was moved to a sound booth. And I sat in this sound booth surrounded by equipment. I could have totally fucked things up if I pressed anything. And I sobbed. I absolutely sobbed. And at that point, I promised myself that I would never go to the theatre again, Biscuit. But it wasn't a promise I kept, Biscuit. And instead, I was supported by friends and family to understand that there was a different way and that I could, Biscuit. I've decided to find the only seat, Biscuit, in the house I wouldn't be asked to leave, which was on stage, Biscuit, and make a show about it.
Sure.
It's been a really interesting and exciting adventure for
me.
Fuck it! I slept with Paul Daniels.
Did you? Yeah. that's probably what killed him.
Yeah, quite possibly. Fuck it! He was very fragile. Ketchup.
See, I love it because, but that exactly what you say. It's
Ketchup, Biscuit.
It is where creativity comes from, a similar place for everyone, right?
Fuck.
That voice is in our head, but doesn't shout things out. It's a
Fuck
voice.
It.
It's a, sometimes it shouts things out, but it's creating these kind of random things. But it's kind of amazing the way that works in comedically. Like
Fuck
a lot of these
Biscuit.
Things are just brilliantly.
Ketchup.
Some of them are random, and some of them are just amazing comedy conceits.
Yeah, Biscuit, and in reality, like Biscuit, I say something funny as me about once every 6 months. Biscuit, thankfully, Tourette's has a higher hit rate. Biscuit, it gives me access to a spontaneous creativity that I wouldn't have otherwise. Biscuit, and for ages I couldn't see the value of it, and I didn't get that. And Biscuit, through conversations and discussions and creative experiments, I've been able to value the tics and what they add to my life. Biscuit, I remember watching the documentary Nina Conti made, her master's voice, Biscuit, and there was a moment where there was a conversation about the gatekeeper of the mind and the idea that Monkey Biscuit unlocked her gatekeeper, and I really like that idea because I think my gatekeeper is fucking drunk or lazy or something. But I'm really glad because it means there are these funny interruptions in my life.
Sure.
Salad dressing.
Well, it's like you're sort of almost your own venture. You're almost your own venture with something within yourself. Is you know that that is. Nina needs a monkey, and you've got something inside you that's doing it.
Yeah, Biscuit, and for ages, I think I distanced myself from that. And Biscuit, it's hard to like at times to live with a voice that shouts out things that aren't my conscious thoughts, that aren't concepts that I've ever thought about. Biscuit, banana armor in a Dumbledore lookalike costume.
Yeah. All three of them as well. That's the terrifying.
But Biscuit,
I'm imagining they're on top of each other.
Biscuit, and I've sort of distanced myself from that, Biscuit, because what I say isn't nonsense, but it's also not my thoughts, and that can be hard to find a place where you sit within that, Biscuit, but actually accepting that in my life and finding the value of that has been incredibly valuable, as has having the confidence to explain it to other people. Fuck it.
Right, so I do find it fascinating. I do a podcast where I play myself
Sausage.
At snooker and and take on the role of two different players and all the commentators and all the different things. And it is, I'm sort of trying to open up, you know, when I'm those characters, I'm trying to be those characters or get them to overtake me. So it's a similar sort of thing, but as a comedian without Tourette's, you're sort of forcing it and making it up.
Biscuit, for me, it's just me. It's Biscuit is who I am. What speaking about it publicly and Biscuit does is that it's meant that it's about forging space to be myself and permission to be myself in public space. And for a long time, I felt that I didn't have that right. I didn't have the same right to be in spaces. Because I made noise and because I didn't, you know, my body and my mind didn't follow the rules. Biscuit. And actually, by talking about it and by using humour, it's actually created a confidence and for me to feel being able to assert my right to fuck a sheep.
Yeah. And that's a right that everyone has.
Everybody.
No one can take that away from us.
I love toiletries.
Yeah, they're nice.
Fuck.
In real life and your day-to-day life, what kind of reactions do you get from the general public? Is it is it supportive or is it confusion?
Biscuit, as part of Tourette's Hero, Biscuit, when we started that 6 years ago, Biscuit, I started writing a daily blog, Biscuit, and until that point, I could easily have drawn for all the difficult and upsetting experiences I'd had and the time people had said things that were really hurtful, Biscuit. But when I started writing and giving myself that permission and time to think about Tourette's every day and think about the impact it had, I actually realised that my life was full of spontaneous support and laughter, and it helped me to hold on to that. Biscuit, sometimes people react in really unpredictable ways, and that can, you know, tics can be unpredictable, and that's one thing. Biscuit, the reactions of other people being unpredictable adds, you know, can make it even more challenging. Biscuit, interestingly, I have much more supportive responses as a wheelchair user because I have a visible sign of disability.
Right.
Biscuit, and since using a wheelchair, I found that people are much more likely to respond with empathy and support than they were perhaps when I was wobbling around. Biscuit, when actually in reality I was much more disabled and in need of support than I am with something that gives me much more mobility. Sure. Biscuit and independence.
And it's sort of on the way in today, like, it's what's really unusual on like public transport is that people don't talk to each other at all. It's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
So like got our tube on the way in and a kind of elderly-looking guy got on, and someone offered him his seat, and he went, "Oh, I'm not as old as I look." But then he started talking to me about age and saying I've got to go and look in the mirror. But you know, you don't chat with people on the tube when you don't have when you're not saying things out loud. So I imagine you end up talking to people a lot more than you wish to.
And I think that was something that I really valued was that I did have conversations that I would never have had if I hadn't had Tourette's. And that's, I felt really lucky to have that opportunity. And some of those were challenging conversations. Some of those were beautiful conversations. Some of those were funny conversations. Biscuit, I remember a guy on the tube, Biscuit, several years ago, being absolutely incensed that if I was going to shout about Biscuit so much that I didn't carry packets of biscuits around me. Biscuit, I did point out that at the time I was also shouting about donkeys, llamas and testes, and carrying them around with me would have been tricky.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Although
on
the
escalator.
If you did, you could sell some biscuits if you carried them around.
Beans.
You could make some money out of it. And
not in the time of Brexit. Brexit's worth shit. Could make some leaves. Some biscuit. Just exchange turnips.
pretty much on the money, that one. So it's... And you did a great TED talk that's worth everyone looking up. That's pretty easy to find. So was that at the Albert Hall?
It was at the Albert Hall, one of the... Biscuit, in the front of sort of 4,500 people, and was one of the most simultaneously terrifying and exhilarating moments of my life, I think. Biscuit, Biscuit, I'm really glad that I'd had a chance to go on the stage beforehand, because the acoustics in the Albert Hall meant that every biscuit was just like a wave. and I found that very overstimulating.
Yeah.
Salad dressing!
And you've been to Australia for the last few months?
Yes, we've been on tour in Australia and Bosnia and Ireland, that classic Tory loop. But But it's really, yeah, I mean, it's a real, it's really exciting to be able to...
Have you really been to those places?
Yeah,
that
have,
okay,
yeah,
that's
for
right.
For real. Norma, sausage. Cool. And doorways, I've been through some doorways.
Yeah,
I have.
Okay. Do you ever use it to say stuff that you really want to say and then pretend it was Tourette's?
Biscuit. So, Biscuit, lots of people think, you know, so I'd love to have Tourette's because, Biscuit, you can get away with swearing whenever you like. Biscuit. But they clearly haven't met my dad. Biscuit. So, Biscuit, he'll listen unflinchingly to really obscene tics. Biscuit. But he always knows if something's involuntary or not.
Right.
Biscuit. So I can say something horrible about, you know, Biscuit, a donkey invading my mother's cunt. And he'll say nothing. Biscuit. But if I describe something as being a bit shit, he'll tell me to mind my language. Biscuit. And I think that's the thing. It's like, Biscuit, most people can tell pretty quickly, Biscuit, if something's, a real tick, Biscuit, or if I'm just trying to pass something off, which I don't do very often. Biscuit, the only time I can remember trying to blame something on Tourette's that was actually me, Biscuit, wasn't a vocal tick, it wasn't saying something. It was, I basically poked myself in the eye with a straw and I was like, oh, you know, I just twitched. And I was immediately called out on it. It was like, that was just clumsy. I was like, shit.
I mean, this is a horrible and stupid question, and I apologise for it. I'm going to ask it anyway. It's just...
Oh, that's a bad start to a question.
But I think it's sort of interesting to talk about this stuff, because I think like people don't feel embarrassed about talking about stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
If they could stop it tomorrow...
Oh, that's fine. That's
that
right? question. Yeah, I was like, is it going to be the Biscuit, do you have tics when you have sex question? Or the Biscuit, why are you a wheelchair user question? Or I was wondering where you were going to go. Yeah, there was that question.
Yeah.
I think a much more interesting way of thinking about that question is not, Biscuit, is not would I, Biscuit, I wouldn't try and stop tics. I wouldn't try and stop Tourette's. That's part of what makes me and it's part of me being a neurodiverse person. Biscuit, what I would like to stop, what I would like to change, Biscuit, is the barriers that exist in my world. So I don't want to take a pill that stops me having Tourette's, but I would like everyone else to take a pill that stops them being ableist and stops them making non-accessible environments. Biscuit, if we can all just take a pill that makes us more inclusive, that would be great. Biscuit, and I'll keep having Tourette's.
That's good. And we did. This is a terrible venue for accessibility.
I apologise
for that. But we had an exciting new thing.
I've got a robot to take me down the stairs. Biscuit, I've never used one of these before, but it's a stair climber, and it's basically, Biscuit, it's a robot that you get into that goes. I mean, it's really slow. I wouldn't use it to rob a bank. It's not going to give me a quick getaway, Biscuit. But yeah, it was a good solution.
No, that's good. Well, that's you were the first person to use it. They bought one for the Leicester Square Theatre, so you know, it could have all gone horribly. Could have gone all horribly wrong. So thank you for being the guinea pig.
I haven't got out yet.
No, you have to get out. So.
I'm bigging this thing up, but I might be stuck here for days.
If it eats you on the way up, I'll probably cut this bit out. And say, yeah, no, it's still bad here at the Leicester Square Theatre for access. So I'm interested to see how my emergency questions go down, which is, again, a lot of these are me trying to access that part of the brain which will throw two things together that shouldn't be together.
Would you either put a pea inside your vagina or Norma Major inside your mouth?
The whole of Norma Major. I mean, obviously I'd like to put a pea... I mean, if I put a pea in a vagina, my fingers are still going into it, so I'm happy. I'm happy enough. Oh, no, I have to do this. Jess told me I have to do this.
Like the Nazis.
Like
Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Touching pussy every 14 minutes. Donald Trump loves cats. Love pussy, hate Trump.
That could be the next... That can be the next Democrat slogan for the next election.
Someone's distracted you from the question.
Yeah, but you know, these are all good. I'm trying to write them down mentally for the use. I might just call you every now and again, just to speak for half an hour, please.
There's a whole question section on our website. Right. So if you ever get stuck, TouretteZero.com, you can just go to the biscuit the question section. It's just next to the dinosaur section.
Okay. So, I'll look forward biscuit. To the dinosaur section.
And the death section.
Wow.
The Scientology section.
It's a very full website.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like Wikipedia.
The dandelion section.
Wow, that's, yeah.
Yeah, it's slightly less reliable than Wikipedia, I imagine, in terms of historical and social accuracy. Fiends!
If you had to choose between having a hand made out of ham or an armpit that dispenses sun cream, which of those two things would
biscuit,
you choose?
Well, hands made out of ham. I pretty much have a ham hand anyway, biscuit. And as someone who believes in the social model of disability, I'd know that it's fine. I'd just eat sandwiches.
Yeah. Well, you could eat your hand. You could still eat the ham.
Yeah, biscuit is fine. It would be everybody else's attitude to ham hands that would be the problem. Ham hands! See, biscuit.
Well, you're thinking about the armpit sun cream. The people are also...
It would make my chest smell a bit if I had a ham hand, though, because it's like punching yourself with a lump of ham. And I'd have very greasy...
Yeah.
Greasy clothes. I'd be like a Daz advert. Get your hat. Stain removing.
There would be.
Cum guzzling. Not relevant right now.
I like it when it's a little question. That's my favourite cum guzzling. not just now, but maybe later. I like to guzzle it. Obviously, I like guzzling.
Guzzle
it when you get the chance.
Nuzzle.
Just a soup song. I'll have a soup song now. I've come.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck a tea.
Let's see. If you could jump into a pool of something, you can choose what's in the pool. What would you jump into?
That's the Smurfs.
That's the best answer we've had for that question by a long way.
It's like a blue and white crash mat. Fuck you.
I'm not going to ask you the human centipede question. So it's...
Dumbledore and Doris Day.
Okay.
A hippo in iguana and a door walked into a bar. Nobody knows what happened next.
Have you ever met Brian Blessed, the actor Brian Blessed?
No.
Oh, damn it. Okay. 2 weeks in a row. What are the chances? Oh, look, if you were in the Portaloo on the third day of Glastonbury and dropped your mobile phone into the Portaloo, would you get it out again?
Biscuit, I use the accessible toilets at Glastonbury, Biscuit, which are huge and very clean,
oh,
so yes.
Damn you.
Biscuit, there are some perks to being disabled.
Good.
Hedgehog, fuck it.
Good.
Fuck it. That, Biscuit, that and the fast track queue at airports, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's good.
Biscuit, especially if you shout bomb. As much as I do. Fuck it. Crack cocaine. Yeah, I shout that as well. I'm smuggling Cocker Spaniels in. It's not unheard of.
But fuck, like in an airport, if you do, they have to take it seriously, though. Or do they...
They don't.
Do you have a note?
My experience is actually, Biscuit, fuck. Biscuit there. Biscuit, I've had generally pretty good experiences in airports. Fuck it!
Yeah, so they've never said...
I think they're just terrified.
I'm going to check
you. Biscuit, not terrified that I actually have a bomb, but terrified that I'm, Biscuit, an unpredictably moving wheelchair user. People are so uncomfortable about disability sometimes.
Yeah.
They'll let you do anything. Fuck!
Well, it's, we've had Francesca Martinez on, who's fantastically funny about all of this stuff, and in the same way. I know you. I was in an audience once with you. We at a Mark Thomas gig you were at.
Yeah, Biscuit. Well, that might.
Is that the one?
Well, Biscuit. That might have been the one where I was only in it for half the audience,
right?
And the other half, I was crying in a sound booth.
It didn't. Once you knew what it was explained. Explain what's going on, and then the audience.
Biscuit. So that's the thing. Biscuit, most people edit out stuff all the time. Biscuit, and I think, Biscuit, I would imagine that, Biscuit, most people hearing this at the beginning, Biscuit, would have heard every Biscuit, and probably now don't, and Biscuit, and just, you know, largely concentrating on, Biscuit, what we're talking about, Biscuit. And so we edit out background noise all the time. If you have permission to edit it out, if you know why it's happening, you're much less likely to be distracted by it.
Sure.
Biscuit, and so I think that's really important. It's being open, explaining why something's happening, and then getting on with whatever else is.
Yeah.
And if something on stage is absorbing enough, people aren't going to be concentrating on Biscuit, me making, you know, occasional hedgehog-related noises. Fuck it!
I mean, again, and the actual hecklers and the people who talk in audiences
hedgehog, Biscuit.
Are often just either too drunk to control themselves... Or too stupid to control themselves in the case of a lot of hecklers.
Biscuit, hecklers aren't something I worry about a lot. I mean, the heckler I'm most worried about in any gig is myself.
Yes.
Get off stage, bitch! Fucking cats. Shut up about the cats. Fuck it.
But you know, it's interesting that, you know, people would be making a fuss about you, but not about the drunk person talking. You know, like we've had people in here drunk people talking all the way through a show.
Biscuit.
And it's kind of constant monologue, and that's much worse when you don't know why it's happening or people can't hear it. So
I think the question to ask, you know, ourselves both as comedians or people in cultural or creative spaces and in audiences, why we don't expect there to be difference in an audience. Why do we expect not to see people, Biscuit, who make noises, have neurological conditions, have a learning disability? Why are we expecting these spaces to be quiet and still? And for Biscuit, that means that is creating an invisible barrier that means that lots of people won't feel comfortable in that audience. Biscuit, I'm interested in making those barriers visible to more people and just busting them up because they're a bit rubbish. And if you're in a space watching stuff with other people, that is a live experience. Biscuit and Biscuit, being in an inclusive audience makes it better.
Sure.
Fuck it.
I've been involved with Scope for a few years now, and it's that's how a lot of disabled people feel about them.
Scope.
And it's
Scope.
I think it's people's attitude towards disability fascinates me, and I think because it's you know the access to and you know it benefits us all, like because anyone
Hedgehog.
The moment that really kind of clarified
currently
for me.
Currently non-disabled.
Yeah.
Currently non-disabled.
Yeah.
It's like, Biscuit, disability can affect anyone at any point in their life.
Exactly.
And the Biscuit, almost a fifth of the population identify as disabled. So, Biscuit, it's not a niche issue.
No.
And Biscuit, I think we're really bad as a society of thinking about difference and thinking about disability and being open and talking about it. And I know from my own experience that having thoughtfully considered what it means makes a big difference to how you manage if your needs or circumstances change. I mentioned the social model of disability earlier, and that's a way of thinking about disability that says that people aren't disabled by their impairments, so the things that make them different or their way that their body works. Biscuit, people, what disables people, Biscuit, is a collective failure, Biscuit, to consider difference in how society is organised. Biscuit, and as a disabled person, Biscuit, the point where you learn about that way of thinking, where it's like, oh, it's not my body, it's not my fault, I'm not broken, Biscuit, it's not me that's impaired and wrong. Biscuit, it's the fact that actually everybody else isn't thinking about the fact that we all do things differently. Biscuit.
Yeah.
Fuck it!
And also, isn't just that, you know, I mean, it's just not... I think this is part of the political problem at the moment. People think about themselves and their current situation, and they think, well, I don't want to pay for things that aren't anything to do with me, and they don't understand that, A, those things become about you. So, like, people say, I don't want to pay for education because I haven't got kids, but then you might have kids, but also you're educated. I don't want to pay for disabled toilets because I'm not disabled, but you might be disabled. It's really weird to me that people aren't able to see, to make that mental leap to go, well, A, it could happen to me. I could be in a car crash tomorrow and I might need a wheelchair. and I might need to go to the toilet, so it'd be nice if there's a disabled toilet in the place I need to go, or, this, or a robot to bring me down the stairs or whatever. So
robot.
But also, like, even...
I want a robot to take
even, but even, like, and as a parent, you kind of, you've got a baby in a pram, you're thinking, God, it would be good if all these pavements had places I could push a pram up. So
the thing about ramps is, it's like, I don't see people who can walk going, oh, shit, I wish this ramp wasn't here. It's like, I wish I had some steps to walk up. It's like, ramps are great for everyone. Biscuit, like, just use fucking ramps. Biscuit, hedgehog. Biscuit, cats. I love pita bread.
Yeah, it's nice.
I don't mind pita bread.
No, it's you don't mind it. I'm disappointed. I thought you loved it. I was going to talk to you about that for a while.
Cheese roll.
Yeah, that's not as good. it's a fascinating, it's a fascinating subject. Anyway, it's very interesting. But let's see. Have you ever seen a ghost?
A biscuit. No, I've seen your mother's cunt. No, I haven't.
It's as rare as a ghost, the sightings of my mother's come these days.
I haven't seen either.
No, okay.
Honestly.
I suppose I have, but I don't remember much not about it, thankfully. It's
recently?
Lucky. Not for a while. But, you know, the circle of life, it comes back round and you have to help them out, don't you, at the end, so you never know. It's the beautiful circle of life. You start your life with them dealing with your poo, and then you deal with their poo at the end.
Poo.
It's a beautiful circle. It's a beautiful circle. Life's a beautiful thing.
It's a shit circle.
Donald
Trump
is.
At the beginning and at the end.
You're saying Donald Trump created the universe. That is, Donald Trump is God.
It's
that would be
the biscuit, a big shitty bang.
A lot of bad things have happened in 2016.
Yeah.
Which and a lot of celebrities have died. That's the one of the favourite things people talk about in 2016. Which any of the celebrity deaths hit you particularly hard in 2016?
Paul Daniels,
Trigonometry,
Biscuit. Biscuit, Hedgehog, Biscuit. I have lots of ticks that are about predicting celebrity deaths.
Are they good? Me too. I have that one.
But I always feel a little bit guilty when they die. So yeah. Biscuit.
If they all came true, like instantaneously,
I'd buy a lottery ticket.
That'd be good.
And a toiletry bag. And a passport for a penguin. I mean, it's a long shopping list. Sat navs or beans? Choose.
Definitely sat navs, because I'm not very good at navigating in the car. And the sat nav has made my life much better.
Describe your first epiphany using only the word gnome.
No. It was a gnome. It was a gnome.
Sausage?
Why can't everyone be babies? That's my question to you.
I'm a baby. They can if you just say it.
Yeah, I'm
a baby. Fuck it.
Well, this would be a great question. This I do ask this question occasionally, and we don't know the answer, do we? Where do you get your crazy ideas from? I would like to know.
From Biscuit, the cultural appreciation of beans. from the 1980s mainly.
Right.
Biscuit, hedgehog.
That's where
biscuit.
I get my ideas. That's the last time I had a good one anyway, that's what has to be said.
Checked your watch.
I did check my watch, you noticed. I needed to know what time it was.
Quarter past Armageddon.
Wow. I wish I'd just asked.
Don't headbutt the mic.
Do not hold.
I'm not very good at following instructions. Even my own. Fuck it.
Do you like museums? Do you go to museums?
Biscuit, I do,
yeah.
Biscuit,
what's your favourite unusual museum? Or do you go to I like unusual museums.
Hedgehog, Biscuit. Biscuit, I worked in a museum for a while.
Which one?
I worked in, when I was, Biscuit, teenager, late teens, Biscuit. I worked in the Museum of in London, Biscuit, which doesn't exist anymore, Biscuit. It was in the era where there was money invested in the arts, Biscuit, and Biscuit, the Museum of Biscuit, and there was the Museum of Emotions and the Museum of Me and the Museum of the Unknown, and it was a rolling museum, and it was Biscuit down on the South Bank, Biscuit, and I, yeah, that's
what sort of things went on in that museum.
Biscuit, well, there were lots of interesting exhibitions and a lot of... had a lot of friends and a lot of, stuff happened. Biscuit, just a load of interesting art stuff engaging people in a different way, and I enjoyed being part of that. Fuck!
And on your website, you've got a blog on your website, and there seems to be... You've got, like, a big team of people that you credit behind Tourette's Hero.
Yeah. Biscuit... Yeah, none of them are paid. Biscuit,
your friends and your family, they're all kind of characters within the universe of it.
Yes, Biscuit, I often, I talk about Biscuitland, and we have the show backstage in Biscuitland. Biscuit, and I often describe Biscuitland as the sort of surreal world that Tourette's creates around me. Biscuit, and lots of people, that's not a world I inhabit alone. Biscuit, and lots of people support that. Biscuit, and, Biscuit, that's essential for me living a safe and independent life, but it's also been essential for building Tourette's Hero. And Biscuit, collaborating and openly enjoying and embracing the spontaneity and creativity, Biscuit, that comes from my unusual neurology. Has been a very important process for me, Biscuit, and has improved my sort of well-being and my confidence in a way that I could never have imagined. Yeah. Fuck it.
The impulses thing is interesting because I talk a lot about my impulses that I manage to control. But they're these kind of the things when you headbutt the mic.
So headbutt the mic.
Don't headbutt the mic.
Don't mention the mic.
I won't mention that.
Or the raised stage. I'm probably making my support worker Innes very nervous. Don't mention the drop. Don't worry, Innes, the front row have it.
Yeah. Don't mention the innocent victims who will be crushed.
Ta-da!
We'll need to get the robot out to lift her off you. It'll take quite a while. I have those impulses about pushing my wife into bodies of water and throwing my mobile phone into the sea.
Yeah, Biscuit. I think having those impulses is... I think that's quite normal.
Yeah.
Lots of people understand that. Biscuit, I have those impulses, but then my body acts on them before I've realised I've had them, which, Biscuit... Yeah, it can be an issue for my well-being and safety. I'm particularly good at identifying... I have an awareness of danger. I'm really good at identifying danger. I know instantly where the knives are. But I'm not very good at not taking them.
Right.
Biscuit, I do get a bit stabby with the knives.
Just checking there's nothing... There's some... I'm just moving these badges because there's a pin on the back
Biscuit,
of them.
I'm Biscuit. Yeah, if I ask for anything hard, sharp or heavy, Biscuit, don't give it to me. Although, at the Biscuit bonfire night last weekend, I was with my friend Will and he got really brave. He let me carve a pumpkin.
Right.
Hand over hand. Biscuit, and I held a sparkler.
Right.
And I did a forward roll down a hill. I mean, in my wheelchair. It was like a weekend of extreme sports. Fuck it.
Yeah.
And that is independent living.
It's,
salad dressing.
Well, it's been lovely to talk to you, Jess.
Sausage?
Thanks very much for coming in and talking this. I think it's... I forgot to ask Brian if he had a question last week, and he's come back again this week. Would you like to ask a question, Brian?
Brian?
Yeah, I'll ask a question.
Make it a good one, Brian.
About cats?
He's had a bottle of champagne, so I can't...
Sorry, I don't just answer questions about cats.
Jess,
Biscuit.
Have you heard my Scottish accent?
No, I haven't heard.
Okay, hello. Is that good?
Actually, Biscuit, I'm very sensitive to certain noises. Biscuit, who knew your Scottish accent was going to be that? Biscuit, I've answered your question. Not with words, but with very...
You could nearly have destroyed the whole...
Very energetic hand flapping.
fax machines, then you must have a problem with
fax
them guessing.
Machines. It's not really relevant anymore because it's not 1992.
But imagine if it was. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah, we could go. There was still the Independent Living Fund, DLA, and some hope of a better future. Oh, that's a bit of a bleak ending.
I think justifiably so. Ladies and gentlemen, give a massive round of applause. Jess Dom, Direct Zero. Thank you so much for coming on. You have been listening to Richard Herring's Leicester Square Theatre Podcast with me, Richard Herring, and my guest, Jess Tom. The music's by Pest. I'd have to thank all of the usual people, which is Go Faster Stripe, the Leicester Square Theatre, the British Comedy Guide. I'm indebted, as always, to my producer, Ben Walker, and to George the Sandman, and to everyone at Go Faster Stripe, Craig and Kinga. It's a Fuzz Go Faster Stripe Sky Potato production for the internet. I hope you enjoy it. Thanks for listening. My DVD Happy Now is available from gofasterstripe.com, as all my shows are on DVD there or on download. There's some books. Go and check it out. There's some good ones from other people as well, so check those out. Cheers. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening. RichardHerring.com/gigs. GoFasterStripe.com for all my books, downloads, all that sort of shizzle. Oh, yeah, I know all the cool words. And would love to see you on the Can I Have My Ball Back tour if you can make it. Bye.